Good morning. Happy New Year. This is January 3rd, 2021, and this is the Pacifica National Programming Committee. And this is Nancy Chabar-Nachomi. I'm the chair, and I will do roll call. Okay, from KPFA, Janine Etter.
Here.
Janine is present. Okay, and Sabrina Jacobs. Sabrina? I do not hear you, Sabrina. Okay, from KPFK, Oscar Uyova.
Present.
Oscar, present. And Paulina Vasiliev.
I'm here.
Paulina's present. From WBAI, Jack Devine. Jack, I do not hear you. Sharon Salam.
I'm here.
Sharon Salam, present. Ralph Pointer. Ralph, I do not hear you. From KPFT, Wally James. Wally? Wally, I do not hear you. Nancy Sabar and Artomi, I'm here. Sanford Weinman? Sanford? Sandy? Sandy, I do not hear you. Okay, from WPFW, Lucille Perez. Lucille? I do not hear you, Lucille. Thomas O'Rourke?
Present.
Thomas is present. From WRFG, Heather Gray.
Here.
Heather, present. Okay, we have Janine, Oscar, Paulina, Sharon, Nancy, Thomas, Heather. We have seven. We have quorum. Okay, and it's now 1:52 Eastern Time, and let's see. We did roll call. Okay, minutes. We cannot approve the minutes unless you want to approve the. I can't even remember the December minutes. Oh dear. I don't even remember what they are. I'm sorry. I'm so unprepared here. I did not do the last. Yes, Paulina.
I suggest that we do approve the minutes, especially the ones where we took any kind of resolutions because we do want to take up our motions to the board. And right now the agenda is being composed in coordinating committees. So just thinking of those logistics.
Okay, I did not complete the minutes from the last meeting. Trying to find the date of the other minutes. Let's see. Let me look at. Last time we met was December 13. All right, I have not done those minutes yet. So it's December 6 minutes. December 6 minutes. I'm sorry I did not have time to send it to you, but I think I sent it. Let me check to make sure that I did send it to you. I probably sent it on the 13th. Let me look. Yeah, we shouldn't get behind on approving because we can always, you know, whatever, amend them later on. Let's see, December 6th, December 13th, find 13. Did I send? Okay, because I like to say real quick what it is. Oh, yeah, I did send the December 6th draft minutes. And what did we do on there? Did we have a motion passed? Action item. Action item. Okay, let's see, action item here. We discussed a lot.
Thomas, to the staff, I wanted to point
out
something.
Thomas. Yes, Thomas, go ahead.
My notes show that the last meeting, and I was looking at your emails, but we discussed mainly the two motions, and they were still, I have red, you know, red letters in throughout the draft of the motion, whereas communication through a listserv at each station is considered vital, must also include, and then we had that long list of people that would be included in, you know, volunteer programmers all the way from engineers and IED down to the, outreach director. There was that long list. So we had not passed that motion, nor had we actually passed Sharon Salam's motion on local programming committees, though several amendments were offered. And so I think those two are what should be taken up.
Yes. I'm looking at what minutes was the last minutes that I have done that I've presented to you. I think it's a December 6th minute. So, yeah, we could go ahead and pass those, but not the last one because they haven't been done. The 13th hasn't been done. Okay, and I don't remember if the November. I'm sorry. Let's see. Did we pass the minutes of October 25th were approved. Okay, the minutes of 22, not yet. So let me see if I sent the 22. Yes, I did the 22. I did send, and what did we do? Did we pass anything on the 22? Let me look. I sent it on when? I sent it on December 13th, around 11:25. Looks like we discussed a lot of things. I don't see any motion passed. Ralph talked a lot about the MNN during that November 22nd meeting. Okay, and we had some part two, lockdown action item. Heather Gray will research about other affiliates, how to attend the Thursday meetings. Yeah, grassroots radio conference we talked about. Has anybody had a chance to look at those grassroots radio workshops? I have not, but there's like 18 of them. We should tell our station's people, programmers, that grassroots radio conference video workshops. There's 18 of them. And one of them is how to do live broadcast remotely. Okay.
How do we where's the link to that, Nancy?
You look, okay. I will have to look it up, but I think it says grassroots radio something.com. I don't know. We'll have to look it up and send it to you. Okay. So the last 2 minutes that have not been approved is the November 22nd and the December 3rd, and they have been sent. And so, shall we move to approve them? I don't see anything that we've passed, but I may have been missing because I'm looking at it really quick. Shall we go ahead and pass those? We can always amend them later on. And that was called 2020 Grassroots Radio Conference. So you might look that up and see if you can find it. If you can, alert your programmers. And so we don't have a way to tell our programmers because we don't know their email, so tell the program director at your station to please let them know about this. Or if you know some programmers' emails, tell them. Just tell them. See, that's why we need some kind of communication thing to make sure things don't get, forgotten or, through the cracks, lost through the cracks. Okay, so shall we approve these November 27 and December 6th? Are there any objections?
November 22nd, right?
Let me see. Go back. Yes, 22nd. Thank you. 22nd and December 6th. Is there any objections? No? Okay.
No.
All right. We'll have them passed. All right. And on the agenda, I just put two things up, like what we were talking about last time. But thank you, Thomas. Sharon Salam's greatly needed LSB Programming Committee or Council. That's very important. And so we... Shall we add that to the agenda? Okay. Shall we add this? Any objections?
Sure. Absolutely. I so move.
Okay. All right. We'll do that. Okay. And anything else you'd like to put? We've lost already an hour. 30 minutes. No, 31 minutes so far. Okay. Let's put Pacifica in the streets. Just so, we put it on. We may not get to it, but, we need to not forget about it. And we had a whole bunch of other things at the during the year that we thought we were going to get to, and we're not getting to it. But anyway, I want to ask, is it okay if I have already made a reservation for January 24th? Because the next following two Sundays, KPFK is real busy. They're going to have board meetings on those two Sundays. So the next available Sunday is the 24th. Is there any objection to 24th? You want to look at your calendar quick? Do you have anything there?
The 24th sounds good.
I'm fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Anybody else? Okay, good. All right. Who's that? Who's the last voice?
Wally.
Oh, you're back, Wally. Okay, good. Let me put you down.
Yeah, I got... I had a call come in that I had to take, but I'm back.
Okay, good. I'm glad we didn't lose you by technical difficulties. Okay, so I'm going to put you down as present. All right. So we'll put that down, Pacifica in the Streets. And we shall start. Okay, which one would you like to do first, everyone? Hello?
Oh, the communication one.
Okay, let's do. Yeah, thank you. I'm happy to hear that. Okay, who would like to speak first about the communications? I wrote a rough, rough draft of a motion. It's not going to be complete. I mean, it's not complete because we have to iron out some kinks. And we have to make it, I think, a little bit more, puts a little more strength in it, and then send it. And we can always, nothing has to be perfect, and we can always amend things later on. But we need to get this started, because the one that we passed is not really cross-communication. It's just like top-down. And so now we added the word pan-station, and then we added the words cross-communication, so that this listserv... one programmer can talk to another programmer, can talk to a board member, can talk to a committee member, can talk to the manager, the ED, or whoever. So I open up the who wants to talk first?
Nancy, this is Paulina.
Okay, Paulina, go ahead.
Great. So would you mind reading the motion as it reads now, the draft of the motion?
Oh, okay. I think I put it in. Sorry. Yeah, I put it in the... the phone, the mess, what is that called?
The text,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see. But I'm also thinking for the benefit of whoever might be listening now or
listening.
Later.
Yes.
So they might not know what we're talking about. So,
yeah, they wouldn't.
I don't know. my voice right now is a little rough, so maybe somebody else can read it, whoever has it.
Okay. Anybody wants to read? Okay, I'll read it. Whereas communication among and between all involved with the station is essential, but presently missing, be it moved that all stations start pan-station communication, which allows cross-communication on a listserv at each station between the ID or ED, GM, IGM, PD, IPD, engineers, management staff, unpaid programmers, paid programmers, LSB and LSB committees. All right, that's it. Now, what we need to do is we need to think of this, think how it's going to come out, and try to be making something to prevent a problem. And then we will probably need some rules, because we don't want people putting pages and pages of lecture, and because this will go out to many people. I mean, for KPFD, this is like 130 programmers we have, and we have how many active committees? Finance, management, selection, review, and development we have, and committee of inclusion and CAB. I don't know if you include it. No, I don't think we include the CAB, or do we? Oh, we haven't even thought about that. Okay. And then we have to have some kind of like emergencies, like a storm, like... during food shortages or during Harvey, there was only one person at the station. That's just an example. And there was no communication line. I mean, we weren't talking with each other. Very bad situation and other points. Okay. Paulina, go ahead. You wanted to finish? I mean, I don't think you said enough, right?
Yeah, I do want to add something. So, just to contextualize a little bit, I mean, some of our stations, pretty much I would say all of our stations should have a listserv that is an all-station listserv that should include pretty much all of the, almost all of the parties mentioned in this motion, except for maybe the LSB and committees. But it's, like you said, Nancy, it's a top-down communication method where used by management to communicate to all of the personnel and people at the stations. Now, it's not something that where you can say, let's say, if I get an all-station email from RGM, it's not like I can respond to the whole listserv. So there's no no way to get back or be in communication with everybody on that listserv. Now, I think we've had this conversation before in this committee, and somebody had brought up the concern that if the listserv were open to everybody to just comment as desired, people's mailboxes would get full of comments and well, of course, democracy is messy, but maybe that could be too messy if there were no rules in place. So I'm wondering, we talked about, I remember here, about making this perhaps about a forum instead of a listserv and an opt-in kind of situation where if you want to be on and receive notifications, then go ahead. And if you don't want to be bothered by station business, I suppose, then you could opt out. But you wouldn't want to opt out of an all station listserv because it could have important messages from management, so on and so forth. I don't really know right now. I'm not really envisioning the way it would a work that would make it viable and useful, but it's necessary. So I don't know. I just want to hear from others. I'm bringing up. I'm being devil's advocate here. Like, how do we do this? This is going to get messy. You know, everybody who needs to be heard every 5 minutes will be bombarding everybody else with emails. So people are going to start complaining about. Why am I getting 100 messages from across the network every day? I don't know what to do with them. Stop this, right? So I'm just seeing it, and please, I am really taking the devil's advocate position, hoping that somebody can come up with a solution that would accomplish the purpose of the goal, let's say, of getting us to a place where we can be all connected to each other without overloading each other. I don't know. You tell me, you guys.
Well, we're going to need this, Nancy. We're going to need some kind of, be succinct, be polite, keep this for essential communication. And we had no essential communication when we really needed it during that storm. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. We may be having food fights, you know, people fighting over food. And then, like, if there's a storm, we don't know where everybody is living. And the programmers who were living in south of the station, they couldn't make it in. And there was only one programmer who made in from the north. He was living in Spring, and he came Saturday midnight, and he stayed for 12 hours manning that microphone because there was no other programmer. It's just a board op. Bob Gardner was there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. He was able to get home. No, he could not get home. He only got around 10 minutes south of the station, and the whole Holcomb and that area was all flooded. So he turned around, and he was scared. He said, was he going to get back to the station before his truck got flooded? So 3 days he was there. But see, only two guys made it into the station. If we know people living in different areas of the city, about like I'm in the northwest, I'm in the southwest, and people know this, that the people that work in the station, then we can be turning in news by phone. Oh, over here we have a bridge out. Oh, over here we have a, you know, this don't come here, you know, or this street is all right. Anyway, something. Go ahead, Thomas. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say we're... Here we are. This motion seems to be a reflection of the fact that there's a dearth of information that many people are complaining about, that they're not in the loop. In addition to the fact that there are people, you know, who are programmers that say we can't communicate with other programmers, etc. So before we start to censor ourselves, we should say what we want to see, which would be, it seems to me, anyone should be, for example, there could be a programmer listserv, there could be a engineering listserv, there could be a volunteer listserv, and anyone should be able to sign up for it, for any of these. That would allow them to have some control over their inbox if they don't want to be in, you know, every listserv. But the listservs need to also be able to, you know, at some point the number of people, the members need to be available to the other members. So whether the list is published, you know, once a quarter or something like that, so you can actually see that, you know, another programmer is receiving this, and I want to, you know, send an email to him. So in other words, we need to be able to say, there needs to be the capacity for people to opt into information that's coming out in a steady stream anyway, and they can, you know, and they to opt in and to opt out. There's that would solve that problem. You know, if someone can't take a delete button to their their inbox, you know, for afraid of missing stuff. Well, you know, hey. I don't know about you all, but at PFW, I send stuff to people all the time, and they continue to say they don't get it. You know, so there's all people. How people manage their inboxes is, you know, not my concern anyway. Obviously, someone could get some tips on it, but it seems to me we just need to say there should be listservs that anyone can sign up. An LSB member could sign up for the programmer's listserv and see what they're what they're saying. And, you know, as a way to, you know, to be better, you know, informed about programming, to possibly, you know, come up with another idea for programming, et cetera. So that, what does that sound like to people? You know, you opt into these listservs, but there has to be this, you know, ability to talk to the person, whoever initiates, a regular communique. And, you know, and eventually also see who else is on the list and talk to them. Make sense?
Okay. Anybody? Yes.
Yeah.
Anybody?
I'm done.
Anybody else?
I agree. This is Janine from KPFA. I had a question about who would the administrators be? Because I like the idea of having those separate lists, like a programmer's list, one for engineering. But who would the administrators be? So if you had a set of rules, you know, be kind to each other and this needs to be, you know, specific as to what this email list is, who would be the enforcer of that, for lack of a better way to put that?
Good question. I would think that the manager is responsible for this, keeping, maintaining this. In other words, the engineer would probably... who probably the engineer would be in charge of maintenance and adding people, or if people leave, be able to do that. And I think it should be in the job description of the PD and the GM to make sure this communication route is kept up. So I would put it in their job description. Otherwise, there's no responsibility, and it will go away. But in case of emergency, this is necessary. And I would like to see a map on it, somehow a map, and you have little dots, little numbers, and, oh, this person is in this area, and this person is in that area. So we sort of see geographically where we our people are. We don't have to do exact place or address, but it would be nice. So if you know one side is flooded or one side is... if you know the road is broken or whatever, or there's a fire such and such place.
Nancy Thomas again.
I heard two voices. Who was the other voice?
Paulina.
Paulina, okay. Paulina, go ahead, and then Thomas.
Okay. So the national office doesn't have staff right now, meaning... because I think what we're talking about here is something that would not be the task of a particular station, right? We're trying to do a pan-station communication list, and that would require some kind of a coordination network-wide, which would necessarily require somebody that would be across the network, right? So I'm thinking it sounds like what we're proposing right now is giving Otis McClay more work. I'm sure, Otis, if you're listening, I'm sure you're not happy about it. but nevertheless, it's necessary. I absolutely agree. So we need to figure out whether this is doable. A moderator is absolutely necessary because otherwise, it could get very, very messy. Now, maybe we could have people volunteer to moderate and take turns, right? So if we had, people taking a week, then another week. I don't really know, but just throwing ideas out there. But it does have to be a coordinated effort across the network. We can't put it on particular GMs and PDs. At the stations, we can't put it on Ursula for the affiliates network necessarily, but maybe we could task them with just a one-time thing of collaborating with creating the opt-in listserv based on the existing listservs, or maybe based on our general membership, right? Because everybody on the committees are members of Pacifica, right, or foundation members. And, I know we have an all-station listserv that includes all of those people. There is an all-foundation listserv, right? So maybe we could – I don't know. I mean, sorry, I'm thinking out loud here. But I would say, yeah, it needs to be a coordinated effort on the national level. And I'm done.
Okay, Thomas?
Well, I was going to say in response to what you said, Nancy, I'm not sure about what Paulina said. I heard her, but was that, first off, I think, you know, we're trying to resolve the communication program within each station by, you know, trying to give it a, maybe even create a standard within a station for across the network for, you know, these kinds of things. If there could be, every station would have, you know, two, three or four listservs. And once they're up and running, in terms of PAN network communication, those could simply... those emails, email addresses for which you could sign up could be put on the website, and people from, you know, someone in Houston could sign up for the Washington, D.C. LSB listserv, or the D.C. programmer listserv, and listen in or read their traffic. And it seems to me that, you know, the programmer, program director or his designee and the general manager and or his designee are the ones who handle, at least from, you know, the technical, any engineering listserv and any programming listserv, whether it's for both staff, paid staff and volunteer. And then the third, of course, you could theoretically, I suppose, have a fundraising or, you know, an outreach listserv. But the third one would definitely be the LSB for each station. That they would have a listserv, and you know, people from you know the various other stations could access that. So, you know, I would think the first step would be to focus on each station, you know, sort of, and we recommend this kind of pattern, you know, this sort of standard, you know, that there be, you know, interactive listservs for technical issues, for programming issues, for, you know, local station board, and, you know, and that would be the minimum. How's that sound? Okay, I'm done.
Anybody else? Okay, I'll put myself on the stack. I was thinking of each station having a PAN station, not a PAN network, but just all the volunteers in one station having one listserv and the responsibility of the general manager to make sure it gets kept up. But that is adding work as a moderator to whoever is going to end up doing it. That's true, but I still think it's necessary. And then Paulina was thinking of all five networks, all five station network. I would like to ask Heather, if she's still on, how do y'all communicate with each other at your station? Do you have a way to communicate with everybody?
Okay, so that's Heather? A good question. You know, yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. That's a good question. I was thinking about that as well when we were having this discussion. We do have like a program committee and operations committee and so forth. So, you know, they will provide information about the meetings and so forth. That's basically, right now, it's by email. I mean, we used to have the meetings from the station, of course. So there is a fairly good communication system, and we don't necessarily respond. It's just a report on the meetings that they had, but we can respond if we want. That's all I can say about that, actually. Does that make sense?
Okay, so do you all have, like, what do you do in a storm or electrical or problem or flooding or fire? I don't know what y'all have over there.
Well, we have an operations director that would take care of that, actually.
So how do they take care of it? They still have to. They have access to all the programmers, right? And
are you talking about getting information out to the public about it? Is that what you're saying?
No, in-house communication. I mean, can you talk to somebody else in another show that you don't necessarily see that person? Do you have a way to communicate? Do you all know everybody, each other? You share your emails?
Yeah, I think most of us know most of all of the programmers at WRG. And, you know, that's one of the things that we've done also fairly consistently is to have, not now, of course, but we would have our station meetings, right, where everybody would come together. So we do that every now and then. We also have a number of public events also in the past, which, again, we're not doing right now, where most of the producers will come and support, right, and promote the events. So I feel that we have a fairly good communication between our air shifters all together, although I must say right now I don't know everyone like I used to, but because in the past year, of course, and maybe the past year and a half, we haven't been doing that as much, having the meetings like we did. But still, I feel on the whole we've had a pretty good system of people knowing each other. So,
have you ever had a storm where people could not make it to the station?
Um,
or flood?
I don't recall that, Nancy, actually.
Oh,
that we have
really?
Not been able to make it to the station. No, I mean, I'm trying to think. We've certainly had, I don't know, I can't recall a time that we've.
Okay, maybe y'all have better weather. I see.
Yeah. We probably have had some circumstances like that, but I'm just trying to remember when. It would have been a few years ago. So what about that? I mean, what do you mean by that? If it's a bad storm or whatever, what do you do, basically, right?
Yes, like we would have to make news on the fly. I mean, people not being able to come in and do programming. Whoever's got that mic and has a telephone that still works would be able to get news from other people in different parts of the city who cannot come to the station and relay it on the air. That's what we did during Hurricane Harvey, and not we. I mean, there was just one guy, and then on the Sunday, then there were two guys, and until they got help. So they were doing all the programming. This one guy by himself was doing everything. We were not prepared. We didn't have a committee for emergency committee or storm committee. We didn't have anything prepared. And I think we all should have that kind of something prepared to do. As long as telephones still work and...
Yeah, no, absolutely. That makes sense. I think on the whole, we do have programs that our operations director could get on the air. You know, he would be able to do that, but it would not necessarily be current, you know, in circumstances or emergency circumstances. So I do think, though, with COVID, there are a lot of skills that have been developed by folks to have to produce something on Zoom or whatever, you know, maybe that's going to be helpful in the future. We'll see.
Okay. All right. This is a little bit harder than I thought it was. And so we've got on the table right now is a PAN network listserv and a PAN station listserv. We've also said there's an ability to opt in and opt out, but we would encourage everybody to keep in. And also we need to caution people to put only essential, important news and not fill up everybody's boxes with trivia or something that's, you know, not the right place to put. I don't know how I can say that in a better way. I mean, for example, I have introduced programmers that were working at that KPFT for decades, and they had never met each other before. And I thought that's strange. So they just did not cross paths. But they'd both been working like 20 years or another 15 years. They'd never met each other. And this is sad because you're losing a way to cross-pollinate and cross ideas. And, well, we're going to have a motion that passed in the National Governance Committee was last Wednesday. I think we passed it as a communications programming. And so that the local station board has a report show out and people can call in and ask questions. And also every station should have a listserv, every station's LSB. So all of them have except WBAI, but from now on WBAI is going to have, if this motion passes in the PMB, it just passed the governance committee. So now it goes to the PMB. We'll see if it works. And it did say about a listserv for the, local station board at WBAI because they don't have one. All the others do have. And this was for communications and a CAB having airtime to talk to the people, the community advisory board, and the general manager's report and local station board report. I think WBAI is the only one. Oh, WPFW and WBAI, the two W's, have a report show out from the board members to the public and a way for the public to call in. Okay, I think we're stuck here, but we've got some
ideas. Nancy, Thomas, what do you mean by that last comment? Are you saying are you referring to the LSB shows?
Yes, yes, only the
Okay. Yeah. There does exist one in D.C., yes. But
yes,
not the other network stations?
Not the K stations. KPFK, KPFA, KPFT, we do not have.
None of the LSP, have they ever tried to get a show? Or demanded a show?
KPFT had, the last time was in 2017 we had. Since then we have not. And KPFA.
Sounds like that's the LSP's, go ahead.
Well, there is this FCC rule that says the general manager is responsible for the programming. And that's my understanding. And I wish that would change a little bit, or maybe we can get around it, where general manager has to, we have in the bylaws the general manager is supposed to collaborate with the board on programming, make sure the programming is good.
Nancy, the general manager being responsible for programming doesn't mean he or she produces everything or has written everything. That is not a restriction on the LSB doing a show. That the general manager is responsible for it. LSB can submit a rundown, an hour before or a week before the show, and let the GM know what they're going to talk about. What's the big deal? That's the way programming works. No one is supposed to be surprised when people start opening their mouths necessarily. I mean, I know it's live shows too, but we know with this in DC and realized, we're going to produce the show. We'll let the management know, what we're up to, and they'll hear the show. And so far, they haven't moved to stop us. They did last year, about a year and a half ago. They, some motion on the LSB, or someone ruled that the, someone on the LSB show had gone beyond the pale in saying something, and they stopped. They suspended the show for about close to a year, and it was all a bunch of silly parliamentary games at the LSB level. But I suppose the general manager went along with it because But nonetheless, the LSB, can take their right and implement it. As a matter of fact, we have a subcommittee through our programming committee that actually is the planning committee of the LSB show. And so, it's divvied out, but no one's hiding anything. And it's 1 hour a month is all it is. So, I think the California stations and the Texas station need to, the LSBs need to, resolve themselves to, to grab it. I mean, there is I don't know where I have no idea where the language in the bylaws that permits it, but, we have there is past practice as well, so, And I can say we're, in D.C., it's moving along. Shows are uneven in quality, but they're moving along. Okay.
Whose voice is that?
Oscar for the start after Paulina.
Oscar, please. Yes, go ahead, Oscar.
No, before Paulina, please. Yes.
Oh, really?
Okay,
I'm sorry. Well, let me take Oscar because he hasn't been able to speak yet. Okay, Paulina.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Oscar.
Please. All of a sudden, by listening to most of this conversation and some that we have in the past, it is clear to me that at this point, locally, we're being advanced in many, many issues and motions and ideas. And I think at this point, since a lot of the decisions and the process that will need to be taken into consideration on most of the motions, on most of the idea and what you'll be doing. I think we're to the point where definitely we need to invite PDs between the conversations in the past. And say we were looking at a lot of programming and a lot of decisions and a lot of internal contact. You know, like the list. It looks like everything is coming together to a point where we definitely need to let know both managers but especially on my consideration. Program directors, this committee is working into this, and at some point or really soon, we would like for you to get invited one of our meetings, maybe of course escalating, but having at least an idea of their perspective on the work that we're doing right now, because at some point it might be on my opinion looks like we're definitely working into a really, really good idea, but seems like the practicality of it is what it might be getting stuck in, and especially once we're gonna put everything together in order to get these motions on all those projects going. So at some point I would like to propose definitely like at least to make an invitation to a PD with at least a little schedule of the proposals that we're working, get their input and see how can pretty much just go to the point at this moment to try to implement all this work that we've been doing during the time that the programming committee starts to meeting again. Amen.
Okay. Would anyone like to make a motion about that we schedule some PDs, or maybe we ask them by email first, maybe, and then have them come?
Yeah, well, I would like to make the proposal, at least the put it on the table.
Okay, to ask, invite PDs. All right. So motion to invite, okay. While I'm working on this, Paulina, go ahead.
Thank you. I was thinking several things at the same time. I'm thinking about KPFT Houston. You guys don't have an engineer on the premises currently 24/7. I believe other stations do. At least KPFK does. So, you know, if, for instance, I'm thinking of the practicality of doing an LSD show, you need to have a dump button if you're going to open up the lines, right? I mean, you need to make sure. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know how possible. Is it possible? I'm wondering if anybody else can comment on that. Is it possible to have a remote engineer with a dump button? Just to, you know, to obey FCC rules, just in case somebody gets very excited and emotional and, you know, doesn't filter their discourse, so to say, speak. Now, that's one thing. The other thing is, Houston doesn't even have a program director, so maybe a GM, BDs or GMs, whoever's available, would be the motion that Oscar perhaps is thinking about. I would be in favor of that. And I think we've spoken about this before in this committee, and I don't want to sound always. Every time I open my mouth, I sound like the self-criticizing person that is looking at all the obstacles instead of looking at the light at the end of the tunnel, right? Where we actually want to be. And that's not the case. So I do want this to work. So let's figure this out. I'm done.
Well, this will be for what you're saying or what you're proposing or what you're describing is what all the stations will have to do, because if they're doing remote live broadcasting, then they'll have to have a way to be able to stop something. And there's no delay, is there? When you're doing that,
First we have
Wally for the stack.
Yes, Wally, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, we don't have like paid engineers. I mean, right now we're not in the station anyway, but we've always relied on volunteers to engineer programs. So, I mean, that could still be handled once we're back in the station. But for now, with everybody doing stuff from home, you know, it's not possible.
Anybody else? Okay, I'll put myself on the stack. It is possible if you have a, you have to pay, I think, $25 to $50 $50 a for a phone, and that the phone would be in the programmer's hand at wherever he is in his where at his home, and that he could give out that telephone number. People would call that number, and I would say further, he could just take voicemails, and then he could screen them or have somebody screen them, and then play them on the air. That way, you could have control on the call-ins. It's a in the place of a dumb button. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. No one that I know of is doing that unless they're doing it at other stations. Okay, we talked a lot on this, and we haven't gone to the next topic. Do you want to talk some more about this, or we need to
look,
come up?
I have another comment.
Yes, Wally, go ahead.
When I said it wasn't possible, I thought you were talking about having somebody remotely who was going to be monitoring and everything. Yes, what you're talking about, being able to do shows from home, being able to call in and do it live. Yes, that is something that's developing. But I wasn't saying that it couldn't be done at all. Anyway, that's all I had to say about that.
Yeah, it's a very important to be able to connect with the audience and then and be able to stay within FCC rules. Well, we just... You know, maybe we ought to have a big call where we can, all the programmers can ask questions and learn. Maybe a webinar. Maybe, I mean, who would? Has anybody done that? There are tutorials online, all kinds. Maybe we should try to organize that so that all our programs, because right now what I hear from the other stations, not my own, but that they have, like, I listened to KPFA, they were doing upfront maybe 2 weeks ago, 2 Mondays ago, and they said, we did 3 live remote broadcasts the week before. And I did not know whether it was upfront that did it, or it was the whole station had 3 shows. So I didn't know what they meant. It was a lady who announced that. Janine, would you know? So I heard that KPFA, but I don't know if it was 3 shows or 3 upfront shows, you know, the show called Upfront that had done live broadcasting. And I heard from other people they're just doing a lot of pre-records, and which are not too old, and a lot, and some are still doing archives. So it's not just KPFT, it's all 5 stations are doing pre-recorded shows. We still have not all gung-ho gone into live broadcast, remote broadcast. Okay. All right. Shall we go to the next topic? We're not ready to make a motion yet, but at least I've gotten down some points. We need to invite the PDs. Motion to invite the PDs for their input on our communications list, communications cross communication. Do I call it a listserv? Is that the right word? Sir,
yes,
and yes, and on the remote live broadcasting
Nancy, this is Paulina.
Yes, Paulina, go ahead.
If you were to send the wording of this motion from Oscar,
yes,
which I very, very wholeheartedly support, I was going to suggest something similar. Oscar, you read my mind. if you were to send that language to us, maybe we could approve it today because it's a simple motion. And maybe that way we feel that all this conversation has not been just a repetition, but rather we get something accomplished. I think that's the next step. Would that be possible, Nancy, if you were in a position to write something and send it to us and we can review it during this meeting? Okay, great.
Okay, yes.
Wonderful.
All right. So I wanted us to go to, if we're ready, go to the next topic. Which one would you like to do? I just wrote them down in order, but we can. It's up to the. I want to hear the committee because I don't want you to feel like I decided the order of things. So what did I put? It was about the whistleblower show. Yeah, and then about the LSB council or committee.
You mean the program committees or programming councils?
Yes. Sharon's motion. Sharon, do you want to talk about that? Sharon, are you there? I don't hear you. Oh, dear. WBAI has a live call-in show. It's Off the Hook. I don't know if any BAI people are here. Only Sharon showed up. So they take calls, and I heard them, but this was a long time ago. I heard them several months ago. They were doing invited guest, so called in, and they had a telephone, and they were doing it. But, no, I haven't heard where you're taking calls. But BAI had an LSB report show last week on Monday night. And they were taking calls from the public, but that was through the station. It wasn't live remote broadcasting. What am I talking about? Okay. I would like some conversation to be going on while I'm writing this motion. Would anybody like to take the lead? What needs to be, what's missing yet on any of these two items? The LSB Council. Is Sharon here? I don't hear her if she's here. Okay, or the whistleblower show. Let me see.
This is Paulina with clarification.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, sorry, there was a point of order.
Yes, who is it?
Go ahead. Sorry, Brad.
It
was
Oscar.
Oscar.
Okay.
Trying to get him stuck.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I think on those particular points that you mentioned is part of the work that we'd like to present to on invitations to the PD. But again, coming back together that this also can be also to present the idea of the Pacific streets or the any of the stations out on the street too. Because again, we need to hear what this idea might be. You know, how can be received between the. And I think the most important, one of the most important things will be to definitely stress the work of the committee. The simple fact that we've been meeting regularly and getting quorum and all that stuff. Definitely, we need to stress that this is a serious. Endeavor, and then now they're gonna be into the loop on the work that we're doing. I would love to stress that point into that invitation.
Okay, put those in. All right. I think we we're almost at two. Okay, let me write down the motion. Let's see, motion. Whereas for programming improvement, communication, programming and communications improvement, is essential. The programming committee moves. Be it moved that programming committee invites. I have a question. Can we unilaterally arbitrarily invite these people, or do we have to ask the PNB position permission to invite them?
No permission necessary, Paulina, here. Let's invite them.
Okay. Well, okay. Because usually whatever we pass, we send it to the PNB.
This is Paulina. Can I respond?
Yes, go ahead.
Sure. So I think that when we move something and send it to the PNB, it's for it to be a matter of policy, right? A matter of protocol, procedure. Now, this is just a step in our work. And so I think that we are absolutely, absolutely okay. It's up to to our program directors to say, sure, I have time. No, I don't have any time. It's not like we want the PND to make them, right? It's not that. It's just a question of extending an invitation. I don't think a motion would even help. I would say maybe if we could decide among us here who would take initiative at each station to reach out to our PDs and GMs if we have a PD and GM if we don't have a PD to reach out and extend that invitation. Maybe we could work on a language among us here, and that would be enough. I don't see why we need to send this up to the PNB for approval. That's my take on it. Please contradict me if I'm wrong.
Okay. I feel a little bit easier doing this, and since the last year was all ready to do that, right? This same committee. And then the lockdown at BAI, and then it all fell apart and forgotten. So there was an invitation made. And okay, we did something similar in the National Governance Committee, and we took up volunteers, one from each station, to tell the the GMs or the general managers their input on the LSB report to the people to get their input. Now, the LSB show, they have a radio committee at BAI, and they're going to meet, I think, this week on Wednesday. If any of you want to join? And there's a move now to cancel that show when it's been going on very well, you know. LSB's talking and answering questions from the public. So, anyway, just put that out. That is funny. So
this is Heather.
Yes.
Why a move to cancel the show? Why is that?
We don't know, but the program director at WBI has. I don't know if it's true or not. I better not say anything. But there is a move at the station to get rid of that show, and I don't know what the exact reason is, but I know most of general managers do not like it. They don't want that show. That's why it's only done at the two W stations, not at the K stations. And what happens is very embarrassing things come out. People will call in as, why is this show something, or why is that show said like this? What is the manager doing? And so some kind of touchy things come out. And some board members will complain about the manager, and that has always been, like, very explosive. People get upset. But, you know, it is freedom of speech, you know. And so that's why the general manager also has a show
and he's supposed to do half the time for call-ins, and they're not doing it at all stations. You need to take the fire if you're going to be the head of the station. I mean, you need to, you know, you're working for the people, the members, and not for yourself. But anyway, yeah, when we had our first black general manager, and then we had our second black general manager, and then yeah, we got a lot of racist calls. But mostly they called during the fund drive to the volunteers and saying, oh, they would say what they thought. But they didn't necessarily go on the air and say it. But a few have. We have a lot of. But, you know, that shows, that's evidence that we're open to anybody. You know, we allow right and left come on. Okay, let's see. What did I write? Okay, whereas the communications and programming is essential. Whereas communication and programming improvement is essential, be it moved, I'm making it as simple as that, that the program committee invites the PDs or GMs for their input. And I wrote via email or as an invitation, live invitation to a live meeting. And say we're going to meet January 24th and put the time from here to here. What is a good time for you? And how much minutes should we allow for this? 20 minutes, 15 minutes? Or anybody got an idea?
I don't think that needs to be part of the motion, Paulina.
Didn't we? Okay, well, but later on we might be thinking about that. Okay, so motion, whereas communications and among the workers and programming improvement is essential. Be it moved that the programming committee invites the IPDs or GMs for their input. To the PNB Programming Committee. And then we'll list January 24th, or maybe I'll put another date for another meeting, because we may not get them all on one meeting. It's really hard to do. So we don't want anything from them in email format, because I know they're real busy. Or ask for both, maybe. Something in email and come live, or maybe live first, and then whatever they didn't get to say and they think about later, they email us. If we have some kind of connection with them, communication connection, that's good. Okay, is there anyone... are there any objections to this motion that we invite them?
Nancy?
Yes, go ahead. Who's that? Pauline?
Would you mind sending the wording by email?
Yes.
So we can read it.
Yes.
Over and maybe tweak it a little bit?
Uh-huh. Yes. Okay. Let me see. Did I send? Running out of time to